Topics. Now, many people would say they hear a lot of garbage from politicians during election campaigns. But in Italy, garbage is one of the hot issues in this election campaign, especially in the southern Campania region. Although the streets of Naples have finally been cleared of their huge piles of rubbish, the problem is as bad as ever on the city's outskirts. But what's even worse is the problem of toxic industrial waste, dumped in huge quantities by the local mafia, the Camorra. Locals are falling ill, animals and crops are being poisoned, and yet no one is being held accountable. Radio Netherlands correspondent Vanessa Mock went sniffing around to investigate.
This is the heart of Campania, known for centuries as the most fertile area of Italy. And here in the small village of Castellana, not far from Naples, it's easy to see why, because there are orchards and fields stretching out all the way towards the Apennine Mountains. But it doesn't smell pretty here. In fact, it stinks. And the reason is right here by my feet, because for about 50 metres, there's rubbish stretching out, everything from rotting food, cans, broken bottles, plastic bottles, bits of electric appliances, some car parts, even a mattress. Now, right opposite from where I'm standing, people are arriving at the local restaurant, and I can actually see them stepping over the garbage. So what's it like for them to live here?
Non si riesce nemmeno più a camminare con le macchine.
It's got so bad that we can't even drive the car in our village because the streets are so full of garbage. It's become so difficult to live here that we're trying to migrate to the north. We just can't take it anymore.
It's not just the rubbish in the street. It's all the toxic waste that's also being dumped here that's ruining our lives. We don't know where this will end. I worry for the future and for my children.
I bambini più che altro per il futuro loro.
Dove c'è la Camorra succede sempre questo. Graziando il Signore.
It's because of the Camorra mafia who hold all the power here and all their cronies, the politicians. The worse it gets, the more they profit. This rubbish runs all the way from here until Naples. It simply cannot go on.
Andare avanti così.
Everyone here seems to point the finger at the local mafia, the Camorra, for this disaster on their doorstep. And federal prosecutor Donato Celie, who's made his name on his environmental crime buster, says they're right too.
Perché a Napoli? Il fatto che la regione Campania...
For years, millions of tons of industrial waste has piled up here. The Camorra has made billions by transporting the waste from the big industries in the north and dumping it in the area. It costs businesses a tenth of what they'd have to pay if they disposed of their waste legally. It's dug underground, and when the space runs out, they just ditch it on the land. So now there's no space left anywhere for any normal household rubbish. Go and dig a hole anywhere around here, and you'll find waste underneath.
Sono arrivati per anni i rifiuti qua. Non c'è più posto per i rifiuti.
Walking through some orchards and a field, it's an area called Marigliano. I can see peach trees, apple trees, some cabbage and some lettuces being grown here. But just at the end of this field, it suddenly gets a lot uglier. There's a viaduct that runs along here, and under the viaduct there are mounds of very strange-coloured, very dark, coal-coloured deposits. It looks like mud, dried mud. Nunzia Lombardi, you're from a public health organisation. Can you just tell me what it is that we're looking at now?
Some big bag with the toxic rubbish. Amianto, aluminio, metalli pesanti.
So aluminium, asbestos, heavy metals.
Yes, this is toxic. But it is very similar to compost. So vendono questi rifiuti come terreno vegetale.
Because it looks so similar to compost, you say, they actually sell this waste as compost?
Yes.
Onto fields?
Yes.
How is that possible?
It's possible in Italy.
It's cheaper.
Cheaper.
Pure toxic waste is put on crops and then contaminated water is used to irrigate these fields. So it's no wonder that people are falling ill. So sick that this area north of Naples is known as the Triangle of Death. Dr. Antonio Marfella explains why.
sono stati registrati negli ultimi anni un eccesso.
We've found a very sharp rise in illnesses among locals in the past years. There's a disproportionate number of tumors, way too many for such a rural area. It's because of all the toxic waste. It's seeping into the food chain and poisoning people. Many people here also suffer from thyroid problems and chronic fatigue. And there's been a sharp fall in fertility among both men and women.
Dalla diminuzione della fertilità.
Here again with Prosecutor Celje, the police say they have plenty of evidence to show who is committing these environmental crimes, and yet nobody has really been brought to justice.
Non abbiamo le leggi. Nel Parlamento sono rappresentati vari gruppi.
There are no laws for environmental crime in Italy. Time and time again, the Parliament has voted down new proposed laws. There's very powerful cross-party lobbying being done by the industrialists who save billions of euros by committing environmental crimes and want to continue doing so.
Risparmiano miliardi di euro.
The waste crisis is ruining people's health and the local economy as well. Tourism in and around the Naples region has plummeted, and the authorities here have been threatened by Brussels with fines unless they clean up this mess. But there are so many interests at stake, and this has been going on for so long, that people around here are not optimistic that the problem will be cleared up anytime soon.
Radio Netherlands' Vanessa Mock with this investigation on the garbage crisis in Italy.